We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow Neanderthals, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. We're happy you joined us here this evening at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. It's good to be back in the studio again this week. You're like the only people I see. I don't see any of you, but you're the only people I've seen in 10 days. My wife's out of town. My protest beard is getting longer. My patience is getting shorter. I need my wife to come home. I'm telling you, it's nice to finally be talking to somebody. I'm tired of talking to the dogs because nobody's around. Being single sucks. Trust me. We're pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. Call me. I'm lonely. Call me. You can reach us 316-869-1330. By email, it's john at knssradio.com, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Dave, you know it's bad when Twitter has been keeping me company because you know it's bad.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah,
John.
That is a bad.
Really bad.
That means my wife needs to come home because Twitter's keeping me
right.
Company. Speaking of keeping us company tonight, we've got a great lineup coming up at 8 o'clock. The great one himself, Mark Levin, will be with us. We're going to talk about the absolutely phenomenal success of his new book, American Marxism. Talk a little bit about Joe Biden's mental competency, or frankly, lack thereof, and the left's ongoing assault on our traditional norms. We'll talk with pastoral counselor Joe Dallas. I don't know if you've seen this video, but the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir recently released a video titled, quote, "We Will Convert Your Children," in which smiling gay men sang, "You think we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked? Funny, just this once, you are correct." And we're going to play some snippets of the song and talk to Joe Dallas about it. Yeah, it ain't funny, trust me. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt will be with us tonight. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the latest Kansas Emergency Management Act, and now that a liberal Johnson County judge has ruled the law unconstitutional, we'll talk to him about a few other things, just recent breaking news, talk to him a little bit about that. Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute will join us to expose the truth that despite their false and deceptive claims, critical race theory and other liberal ideologies are being taught in Wichita public schools. We've got the evidence. We'll talk to Dave about that coming up here later in the show. And we'll continue our 2021 local election profiles. The primary is coming up Tuesday. We'll talk with USD 259 school board candidate Hazel Stabler. So we've got a great lineup for you. And, of course, we'll take your calls at 745 and 845. at 316-869-1330. So make sure you call in. Break my loneliness. So, yeah. Yes, folks, it's official. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't been watching, paying attention, the CDC has completely destroyed their credibility. Just remember, a year and a half ago now, the CDC was one of the most respected scientific organizations in the world. If the CDC had a recommendation, people looked at that and said, wow, that makes sense. That's logic. That's science. Not anymore. Now their credibility is in tatters because they behave more like an arm of the DNC, because now it's politics. Now they contradict themselves on a semi-daily basis, and they don't behave like a scientific organization. Everyone says, trust the CDC, trust the science, and you know that science cannot be challenged, because if you challenge science and you're told you can't challenge the science, well, then that's not science. That's dogma. That's religion. And for many, that's what this has become. Yesterday, the CDC director said federally mandating COVID-19 vaccination is something the Biden administration is looking at. Now, she walked those comments back later in the day when she realized how toxic they were, but she actually admitted that they are looking at federal mandates of this vaccine. They are considering a federal mandate of an experimental vaccine their own FDA has yet to approve. That's not science. Science allows people to choose what they inject into their bodies. Now, for the record, and I've said this before, I am not opposed to vaccinations. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-mandate. If you want to get vaccinated, go right ahead. But it should be a choice. It should absolutely not be a mandate from the government or, for that matter, from a private employer who has no legal authority to mandate that their employees get a vaccine. Individuals should have full control of what happens to their bodies. I think it's amazing that the same people who want to mandate vaccines are the same liberal wackadoodles that demand a woman has a right to kill her baby because it's her body, her choice. People should be free to determine what they inject themselves with. Whether for religious or personal or other reasons, if they have an objection, they should be right, will have the right to honor that objection. And nobody, no government, no employer should be able to dictate that you take a vaccine, especially an experimental vaccine, that is yet to have full FDA approval. Mark my words, an America with vaccine passports or mandated vaccinations will not be a free country. I know what the specifics, I know what the skeptics will say. What about the Delta variant? Yes, it's scary. It's the Delta variant. If Joe Biden and the Democrats were really that worried about the Delta variant, the damn southern border would be closed. So clearly they're not that concerned about it. Caught you. Democrats want COVID-infected illegal immigrants freely roaming the country. And they want healthy immune Americans masked and locked down. They've got elections to rig, by the way. That's why. If they were really that concerned, they'd be looking at other lockdowns and mandates. 38,000 Americans lost their lives to car accidents this year. On average, that's the number, rather. Every year, on average, 38,000 Americans. If the government is in the business of saving lives, they should ban automobiles. Quarantining didn't prevent death from COVID, but a ban on cars would guarantee no lives are lost to auto accidents. Excessive alcohol use is responsible for more than 95,000 deaths in the United States each year. That's an average of 261 deaths per day. Why aren't we reinstating prohibition? Why aren't we quarantining alcoholics? Why aren't we saying you can't drink? Along those lines, it's hard to believe the government allowed 700,000 Americans to die of AIDS. Where were the condom mandates? Where are the sex bans? So many lives lost because we permitted America to spread the deadly HIV virus. I haven't even mentioned tobacco use. Why don't we ban tobacco? Well, actually, the left's trying to do that. If lives mattered so much to Joe Biden and Laura Kelly and Brandon Whipple and Lacey Cruz and Sarah Lopez, see the similarity here, folks? They're all Democrats. If life was so precious to all these Democrats, they're willing to once again impose draconian restrictions on our freedoms. Consider closing businesses and want to impose vaccine mandates. It's hard to believe these same people who care so much for the value of life have knowingly participated in the deaths of 1.5 million aborted babies by funding Planned Parenthood every year. They don't care about life. It's obvious to me that the highest priority of the United States government and our state and local governments, for that matter, isn't the Delta variant. It's to gain and hold as much power over the private sector and individuals as possible. Along those lines, because of the rising case numbers due to the Delta variant, mask mandates and lockdowns are coming back. Just this week, look ahead, look forward to it this Wednesday. Lacey Cruz and Sarah Lopez are going to push another mask mandate. If authoritarians like Kelly and Whipple and Cruz, if they get their way, restaurants, museums, and sporting events are going to be shut down before too long. And let's be honest, folks, the folks that are cheering these mask mandates never really wanted them to end when we got the vaccine in the first place. They're happy to be back in masks. They're sheep. It's clear that the leftists do not trust the citizens to plan to monitor their own lives. Because it's not about COVID, it's about control. And of course, masks have been proven to be oh so effective. And the direction from Dr. Fauci on masks has been very clear and concise.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
That if, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they're with the family, walking down the street, playing a game or what have you, don't have to wear a mask.
The Academy of Pediatric actually makes that recommendation that children should be wearing masks from 2 years old onward.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to yes. beat it
yes.
to death.
No, yes, no, yes. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Yes, no, wear a mask. Shut up. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's clearly confused, as addle-minded as Joe Biden is. So to recap, to defeat this massive, scary, definitely world-ending wave of COVID being driven by the Delta variant, this deadly, frightening disease, you should remain afraid of the rest of your life. Experts are recommending we try all the things that didn't work the first time. Wearing masks, social distancing, locking everything down, destroying the economy. Experts are all suggesting that we just try the same thing we did last time that didn't work the last time. Okay, I get it. Fortunately, this time they promise it's only going to take 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We'll be taking your calls at 7:45, but coming up after the break, we'll talk with pastoral counselor Joe Dallas about the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, who recently released a video titled, "You Think We're Going to Corrupt Your Kids? We're Coming for Your Children."
Yeah,
lovely. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.